from here.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no, no more. Got a story and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in tonight and joining us in the study of God's all-sustaining, all-powerful, everlasting, living word. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praises and all the honor and all the glory. And we thank him for another opportunity to come to you and share in his word. Hallelujah. We pray that everyone has had and the start of your week is going well and that you are totally blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God also for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of Bishop Kevin Jones and founder Bishop Ruth W. Smith. We thank God for them and thank God for the ministry and all that's being done here in the Henry County area and around the Atlanta area and with this ministry around the world. Praise God. We give God all praise and all honor and all glory. Tonight we have a word in the house from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. He has part two of a message that he began last week entitled, "There is no other name." There is no other name. Part two, praise God. So we thank God for the word that God has placed on the inside of his belly to be able to bring it forth with power, with clarity, with anointing. Thank God always. And first and foremost, we thank God for his presence, because without him, we could do absolutely nothing. And so we give God all praises and all honor and all glory. We're going to go ahead and start the program tonight with a song of praise. Are you looking for a breakthrough tonight? Hallelujah. If you need a breakthrough, you've tuned in to the right place, because we're going to tell you how to go about getting that breakthrough. And breakthroughs, true breakthroughs, only come from our Heavenly Father. He says every good and perfect gift comes from Him. So if you're in need of a breakthrough tonight, contact your Heavenly Father, praise God. His line is never busy. He is never too occupied, hallelujah, praise God, to be able to be concerned about that which concerns His children. Praise God. Listen and be blessed. Breakthrough by Eddie James.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Awesome God, He reigns.
not breakthrough, but there is always time to declare at any time that our God is truly an awesome God. Hallelujah, praise God. Would you go with me to the throne of grace and prayer this evening, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, we thank God for your presence with us, Lord, at all times, Father. We thank God for your power, for your anointing, and so much for your word, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord God, that as we share your word, that you just anoint Pastor Jasper tonight afresh, Heavenly Father, that he's able to speak your word with power, with clarity, with understanding, that the heart, Lord God, of those that will hear will be able to receive, Lord God, your word and go forth and be able to share it, letting this world know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, letting this world know that we need a Savior, Heavenly Father, and his name is Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your power. We thank you for your presence tonight, and we give you all honor and all glory. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise be to God. Praise God, praise God. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Thank God for the world tonight. Thank God for my wife and family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, Lord, and your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for this such a time as this. What a great amount of God we serve. Amen. God is an awesome God. All time.
Oh, yes, he
all
is.
All time.
Yes,
God be the glory. We're going to dive into the world on today. Amen. Giving into the word of God. And we're going to go this is part two from before last week. This is part two. Title for a topic is There Is No Other Name. There is no other name. Only thing different for tonight is the acronym for name, N-A-M-E. But last week we spoke about there was no other name, and this week we're going to talk about acronym or name. Amen. We're going to start in a text of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And it's coming from the King James Version. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I mean, that on the point direct, I mean, there's nothing sugarcoated by that. That's just plain and simple, saying just plain and simple. Just words are just true, full of truth, full of the word. No other name, no other way to get to where you need to go to. And don't say that other people try to go another direction, they become a thief and a robber. Other people try another direction, they become it might be another gospel, so don't believe that. And false Christ, antichrist, all kind of other kind of spirit. Now they try the spirit, be sure they have God, not a man. So enemy. So there's so many things that try to counterfeit what God tried to do in his word. And his word is true no matter what happened on the other side. But God's word is gonna be true. He's gonna say true from beginning to end. He all gonna be true, all gonna be powerful, and all be a God desire for it to be. He's not gonna come out void, gonna be full. Do what God designed for us to do, and you're going to go forth and do what God commands to do in any given time. Amen? So there is no other name.
Amen.
Yeah, there's no other name. There's no other way to the Father. Amen.
Right.
But through Jesus Christ, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So there's no other way to the Father, our Heavenly Father, just through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
There is no other name, acronym for name, part two, in my introduction. Names are a celebration, not only of our humanity, but also a reminder of our uniqueness and to distinguish one another. The God may go different. I mean, we do not have all the same footprint, same fingerprint, they're all different. Even identical twin got different things about being that you see with them from one from another. Amen. But so God made a different and unique for a reason, for a special. It was by his design, amen, to create something different, not the same. We're not robots. We're not people are all the kind of material is like God designed for it to be from the very beginning, from the foundation, from the creation of heaven and earth. God made us different and put and breathed spirit into us, become a living soul, according to Genesis. That we are unique, we are uniquely made in the image of God. Names sometimes are wonderful gifts given second only to the gift of life itself. I said names sometimes are wonderful gifts given second only to the gift of life itself. Amen. Learn to give a strong, powerful, biblical name to your child, to your children. They could be connected with a godly promise or an aspiration for years to come in their life. You're going to have mold shape them to be what they need to be. And children, as they get older, give them a good name, give them a powerful name, give them a name with great substance, great character. And the word of God said, a good name is rather be chosen than great riches. That's powerful. A good name rather be chosen than great riches and a love and favor rather than silver and gold. That's according to Proverbs 22:1. A good name is important. Good importance to name your children, name your child. A good name, not just anything, but a good name. Mm-hmm. Worthy of praise, worthy of itself. I mean, self worth, someone said, is more important than net worth. And God can have, so he can give you both. Amen. He can give you power to attain wealth. Amen. Abraham was a man that, he was a rich man, but he was a man of faithful obedience to God, to the word of God. Amen. And you go on with Moses, you go on with David, you go on with Solomon, and you go on with Elsa, you go on with the people of God, and learn how to be people of God, learn how to be faithful, and not allow for other things, not ally for other things, put them before God. And God blesses so much more than they can ever imagine, more than they can even ask or think. So God wants you to be full and rich in Him, in Christ, amen. But not to ally, not to use for ally, not to taking the fall in love with it, amen. Love, money is good. But for the love of money is the root of all evil, the love of money. Money itself not evil, but just for the love of money be the root of all evil. God wants to have good things, amen, here on this earth. In heaven, but he wanted good things in him in Christ. So he's not against that, but he don't want to take it, put it in front of him. Put God first. Amen. And all these things seek after, it said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your own. We don't have any really, but in Christ, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things change to life itself. Shall be added unto you. Amen. God wants to give us good things, and He do give us good things, great things. But we don't need to harden our hearts, and we don't need to put it before God Almighty. Amen. We need to let God be first in our life, be first in what we do, and be first in what we do, and all the other things will follow. Amen. Name has a meaning, and is an important part of a child children's life. Some places, a name were believed to be significant. And reveal he or her character, reveal your characteristic as a person, your personality. Sometimes might be in a name. Feeling kind of naming yourself now. Might be in a name. So you want to make sure you give a good name to your child, to your children. A good name that will be pleasing unto God. A good name that will give them a certain substance, certain characteristic, a certain personality they be on for the rest of their life. Amen. Thanks. Some people change their name, but choose who you are. Amen. But if you give a good name out to your children, to your child, they can appreciate it. They know that God can be blessed by it. Amen? So be careful when someone says, I don't want your name, just the number. Be careful when someone says, I just want your number, not your name. You don't know what they're up to. They might be up to other things. So name is important. Somebody say digit, but anyhow, that's another story. But name is important. Name is very important. So be careful how you use that. Be careful. The name you have for one another, give your child a different name. Give a name of substance. Give a name of strength. Give a name of definition. And give a name of significance. Amen? It'd be a blessing to them. Not something that would be a harm to them. It'd be a blessing to them. Amen. In their life. In their livelihood. Remember the good shepherd knows him. Remember the good shepherd. And he knows your name. He knows you by name. Amen? Every one of his sheep, he knows them by their name. Jesus said, the sheep hear my voice and they know my voice. My other voice, they were not here. But my voice, they were here. And a lot of voices in the world today know the shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Know him. Know his voice. Know his word. They want to be fooled. You want to talk to and fro, back and forth by anything, and any type of thing at you, you want to be fooled by it, amen? But know the shepherd voice, know the shepherd word, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, that he will lead, guide, and direct your path each and every day, amen? Someone said, my Redeemer lives. Someone said, praise his name. Someone said, what a friend we have in Jesus. Someone said, worthy of the Lamb. Someone said, put a praise on it. For Christ is our solid rock on which we stand. All the ground is sinking sand. Blessed be the name. There we go again. Blessed be that holy name, that powerful name of Jesus. There is victory in that name. Amen. There is healing in that name. You are a great physician. Jesus never fails. There's no failure in God. There is power in the name of Jesus. His blood is powerful. Never fails. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we will live by, we will come to know and be who we are in our spiritual substance. It's our blessed assurance. It's in the name and the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. That name is like no other name. Thus far, no other name, all names on the face of the earth, that name is a powerful, powerful name. No one can do what Jesus Christ can do in that name. It's a powerful name, praise God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We're going to get right to this. There's no other name, acronym for name. There's no other name. We're going to start with N, the letter N. Amen?
Amen.
Letter N, let's start with N stand for nations. Nations. Okay, let's speak about nations. Let's go down to Abraham and Sarah house for a minute. Talk about some nations according to the word of God. Amen? We're going to go to Genesis starting at 17th verse to 17th chapter, and go from the 4th verse to the 16th verse, Genesis.
Genesis 17, verses 4 through 16. And as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
We're talking about this.
He's talking to Abraham.
Yeah.
Talking to Abraham.
Man.
Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham.
My God.
For a father of many nations have I made thee.
Yes. Yeah.
And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful.
Uh-huh.
And I will make nations of thee.
My God.
And kings shall come out of thee.
Kings.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant.
What kind of covenant?
An everlasting covenant.
The word of God.
To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherewith thou art a stranger.
Praise God.
All the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed.
And thy seed.
After thee and their generation.
Yes.
This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed and seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. You want me to go there?
Go ahead.
Up to 16. Okay. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or bought with money or any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, thy wife,
yes,
thou shalt call her name Sarai. Thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations.
Praise God.
Kings of people shall be of her.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Praise God for that word. Longer to information. Abraham and Sarah. Amen. God had a divine destiny plan, GDP, for their life. Amen. God changed their name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now that God had promised that they would be fathers and mother of nation.
Yes.
Father and mothers of nation and kings. Amen. He gave them new names that signify their relationship with the one true God. Amen. Abraham was a faithful man, obedient man, and a faithful man. Amen. Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah, I Am, Almighty God, Yahweh, the Master, all-knowing, all-powerful God, everlasting Father. There was God to Abraham. Abraham's faithfulness and obedience to God brought about change in who he is and change in his name. God kept that promise to Abraham. Amen. Every generation also continue to cherish the name and identity as heir to Abraham because of Abraham's faith. Amen. Isaac is the son of promise. Amen. Not Ishmael, but Isaac was the son of promise. Isaac was the son of the free woman, Sarah, and God had promised. Amen. I was the son of promise that God would fulfill the covenant in Isaac, amen, through Abraham by having a son, Isaac, praise God, and then came Jacob, praise God, and then came Israel and so on, amen. Same God, Abraham, same God, Israel, same God, Jacob, same God, Isaac. But God gave them the promise and fulfilled that promise in Abraham, amen, father, mother to father nation that him and Sarah became to this day. This was an everlasting covenant of God to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
So even the Abraham descendants prove faithfully sometimes, God will remain faithful in his fulfilling or his promises to his descendants, praise God. No matter, you know they got on course from time to time, Israel and the people of God, but God was still faithful to his word, faithful to his promises, regardless, amen. And then down to the 42 generation of Jesus Christ, down to the descendant of the Jesus Christ, God was faithful to the end. From beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, God is always faithful.
Amen.
Amen. The change of name marks a change of status. I say the change of names marks a change of status. They are now covenant partners with God. Amen.
Amen.
They became covenant partners with God and also partaking in the promise of God of the son Isaac. Amen. As born again believers, B-A-B-C, and born again believers in Christ, you have a new name as well, and God has a divine destiny plan for your life, saint, for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. God has a destiny plan for your life. Amen?
Amen.
Pray that you good and on. He has a great plan for your life, for my life as well. In Christ, all things become new. Not some things. God said all things in Christ become new. God said I will do a new thing in you. Amen. God said, I'll do a transformation that I've never before. Amen. Your middle name is not Butterfly. You're not talking about that transformation. You're talking about a supernatural, powerful transformation that man can't do. Only God can do this transformation in your life. Amen. From beginning to end, he can transform you, transform your mind, your heart. Amen. Your soul and spirit. God can transform you like never before. You become a holy, righteous, and a living, acceptable, living sacrifice in him. Amen. God can do God did that transformation through his power, through his might, praise God, in a believer's life. And if we see Jesus as the Lord and Savior, there could be a change going on here. There could be a breakthrough going on around. There could be restoration going on here. There could be reconciliation going on here. Amen. So in Christ Jesus, all those things are going to be taking place. Amen. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise. Amen. Of the Spirit through faith. Amen. In God. Amen. Quoting Galatians 3, 14 14. God sustained promises to us through Jesus Christ, through the seed of Abraham and Sarah, through the son of promise, Isaac. Amen. Jesus came through that lineage of the 14th generation. He came through that lineage of Abraham. Amen. Praise God. To bring forth our Savior and our Christ in Jesus' name. Praise God. The what's significant for us today is still powerful in the Word of God through His people on today. Amen. The significance of a name became a nation, became a father in the nation, him and Sarah. Amen. Praise God for that blessing, and praise God for God keeping His promise and keeping His covenant with Abraham. Praise God. Number two, A for authority. Jesus said, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." That's the commandment of God, according to Matthew 28:18-20. He said, "All power." He didn't just keep it; He gave it to us as well. He gave it to the disciples. He gave it to the believers in Christ. He gave it to those that receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. He gives it to you and to I. Amen. That same power. Amen. He empowered the saints. He empowered the believers to go. Amen. He empowered you to make a change in life, to walk by faith, not by sight. He empowered us to change from glory to glory, from day to day. He empowered us through natural power, is in us and through us. Amen. And it's in the church of God today as well. Amen.
Amen.
Hey. So that power, that authority forever reigns in our life from day to day. It doesn't change it. We change it inside out. Amen. Through the power of God.
And Matthew chapter 28, verses 18-20,
yes,
talks about that power. And it says, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying,"
uh-huh,
"all power."
All power, not some power. All power.
"It's given unto me in heaven and earth."
Praise God. Hallelujah.
"Go ye therefore and teach all nations."
All nations.
"Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost."
Yes.
"Teaching them,"
uh-huh,
"to observe all things."
All things.
"Whatsoever I have commanded you."
Amen.
"And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world."
Even to the end of the world, Christ said, go and do what I command you to do. No, we've got some work to do. Say, go. We've got a commission. Go out to the world. Go to the neighborhood. Go to the community. Go. And save us. A lost and dying world. Say, go. I empower you to do these things. Amen. Jesus had reclaimed to us our rightful standing with God. And they were lost in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Through the sin of Adam, through the fallen state of mankind through Adam. He had restored that by the work He done on the cross. Amen. He had restored that by resurrection. Amen. Jesus had restored that. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that same power is at work in your life as believing in Christ Jesus as a child of the Most High God, that same power. There's no other name, there's no other authority higher than that of Jesus Christ. Everything has been placed under the feet of Jesus for your benefit and my benefit, praise God. In the name of Jesus, we have full and complete FCV victory, full and complete victory in Christ. Jesus, who has all power and all authority, praise God, hallelujah, amen. He has that in us, in us, beloved, through the work He did on the cross, through the word of God, through the bloodshed, blood, His blood, Lord, amen. He did the work. He did all the work. He completed the work, amen. He said, "It is finished. It is finished." Yeah. The work is completed. No one can do what Jesus has done. No one else can. Has. No comparison. They can say that, but it's not true. It's historic, it's been proven, been tested, been tried, it's been delivered. Praise God. It's been sealed by the power of Almighty God. Amen. We'll take it with Him. But God already done already. He always done the work. Y'all been done already. Can't be undone. Praise God. It's time to function in the power and authority God has given us to do it, a true child of God. Amen. Now is the time, during the dispensation of time, during the dispensation of truth, during the dispensation of the gospel, it needs to get out, it needs to be brought forth, and need to be done. Work to do, saying, we got some work to do, amen. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. He paid it all. Ephesians 1. Jesus paid it all. He took care of that. So we have power and dominion in and through Him, praise God. So He through the shed blood, through the work He did on the cross, amen. Through His life, death, burial, and resurrection. He paid the price. He done all. He could reconcile it back to God through the work he did on the cross, amen. Cross of Calvary, praise God. To God be all the glory, amen. To God be all the glory. Nothing left out. God, he completed his thing from beginning to end. Jesus did his thing. He paid it all for you and I. He paid it all for you and I.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:18-23.
Amen. Ephesians 1:18-23. And the yeah. word of God reads, the eyes of your understanding.
Paul, sitting here.
Being enlightened.
Uh-huh.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
My God.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power, God's work, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
Mighty power, praise God.
Which he wrought in Christ. When he raised him from the dead.
Hallelujah, praise
and
God.
Set him at his own right hand.
Right hand.
In the heavenly place.
What kind of places?
In the heavenly
places. In the heavenly places. Go ahead.
Far above all principality and power.
Far above all that.
And might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, hallelujah,
yes.
every name that is named, not only in this world,
not in this world,
but also in the world which is to come.
Praise God, hallelujah. God said this thing ought to be sealed already. Not only just now. You say in the world to come. Amen. Christ all power, all dominion, now in heaven and in earth. Amen. And beyond that, power and dominion. Amen. So God has given that through Christ Jesus. Amen. So it all been brought and paid for. It all been taken care of by the power of my Almighty God through Christ Jesus, the work he did on the cross, death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. We all have the victory in and through him. He gives us power to do what he called to do. Amen. Or in or scorpion or all that other stuff. He gives us power to do that over that. So we got power in him. They have power in the name of Jesus. They have power in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
There are no other names. There are no other names. Go number three, M. Number three, M is master builders. Master builders. Let us arise and build. Come on, saints. Let us arise and build. The people of God have not gotten out of the temple building business. Neither has the enemy of God gotten out of the temple destroying business. Amen. The enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He's still in that business. Amen. God trying to let us know that Jesus has done it all and we have victory in through him. Amen.
Yes.
For Corinthians.
Okay.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Talking about master builders.
Master builders. Corinthians. Amen. Chapter 3, verses 9. Mm-hmm.
Through 17.
Yes.
For we are laborers together with God.
Together, saints. Amen.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Yes, you are.
Ye are God's building.
Ye are God's building.
Awesome. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me
as a wise master builder. Well, Paul, that'd be a tent. Go ahead.
I have laid the foundation.
Amen.
And another buildeth thereon.
Corinthians had a lot of issues about things going on spiritually. And Paul was trying to let them know something about they need to get on court and things decent in order because it was kind of like, it was all over the place. He had to try to know that he loved for them, love of Christ. But in the Trinity time, then it was kind of like they were growing, they were developing, but a lot of evil and schism going on. He was trying to tell them things needed to how to be done decent in order.
Amen.
Go ahead.
But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon.
Yeah, all kinds of issues.
For other foundation can no man lay.
What kind of foundation?
That is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation,
amen.
Gold,
uh-huh.
silver, precious
yes, yes.
stones,
all
wood,
that.
Hay, stubble, every man's work. Shall be made manifest.
Yes, Lord.
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Amen.
And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, shall be burned.
Uh-huh.
He shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Spirit of God dwelleth in believers, not inside believers. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost out, filled with the Holy Spirit inside of them. So God didn't know that it's not necessarily in the building no more. It's, you are the temple of God. It's inside of you.
That's right.
It's going against believers. It's in you.
That's right.
And you are living sacrifice now,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. You live a holy, righteous, and sanctified life and to the glory of God. Pray.
We are the temple of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy.
Yes, amen.
For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are.
Amen. Praise
God. Amen.
Paul was letting people know that, hey, you know what's going on here? Paul was in the church. No, let us know as well. Before I learned, before I grew up, before I growth and development. So I learned as well, not just for the church Corinthians, but I learned too as well, the children, child of the Most High God. And God let us know that, you know, that we are all to be wise master builders.
Mm-hmm.
For as the temple is concerned, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be led by the Spirit. I think you mentioned that before. You got whirling before, but the Spirit fed, Spirit led.
Amen.
So be filled with the Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. And walk and live in the Spirit of God and be not led by the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, now so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen.
That's right.
Walking by faith in Christ. It's a daily walk we do. It's a daily walk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just skip a walk. Skip here. It's a daily walk. We walk in Christ each and every day. Amen. It's a daily walk. We walk in Christ. And God help us strengthen us to walk in that walk. Amen. To be victorious in that walk. Amen. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto what? Unto good works. We're not saved by works. We are created in Christ with good works. We are saved by grace, praise God. Not of ourselves, for any man's boast, but by grace are we saved. We are saved through faith, amen. It is a gift of God. But God gives a gift of His grace, amen. His abundance of His grace, His unmerited favor that God gives to us, amen. That we can walk and have salvation that by faith in Jesus Christ, praise God. In Christ, we have a sure, firm, strong, solid, powerful, permanent foundation, amen,
yeah.
That's unstoppable, unshakable, undefeatable, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, according to the word of God. Matthew 16,
amen.
Verse 17 and 19, Jesus told Peter, said, gates of hell shall not prevail against the hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail. They don't mean they won't try.
Yeah.
Amen. God said no weapon formed. Don't mean no weapon going to be formed. Try to attempt. You try,
but
God said it won't prosper, amen.
Right.
And God said it won't prosper. You need to be prepared, be ready. You have all your armor on. You better defeat the enemy with the word of God, with the Spirit of God, with what God tell you to do, amen. In that time and hour, you have to be all geared up to win the battle. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus been wanting for you. He done gave you victory. You are more than a conqueror. You are overcomer. Praise God. Let Him show you how to do it and do it right in Him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you be that messenger of hope, the messenger of peace. That messenger of what God wants you to be in Him, amen. Be strong and might in the things of God in Christ, amen. You be victorious, praise God, for the things of God. For Jesus is our chief cornerstone. He not build a building, he not build a right. He done it. He was defeated. He already had defeated the enemy already. He defeated every enemy, death, hell, and the grave, praise God. He always been defeated. We're not here to die, we're here to live again. Jesus, yeah, everlasting life, praise God.
Amen.
Everlasting life.
Right.
Amen. We're here to live again. We're not here to die, praise God. We're here to live again in Christ Jesus. It's right now. It's not later on. Yes, it's important for man to die, but in Christ Jesus, we have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Ask for the Lord, be present in the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We have to be present in the Lord. So we live to live again. We're not live to die. You live to live again in Jesus' name. We are in Him now, praise God. He paid the price. He got the keys. And then He gave up the keys.
Yeah.
You can see the enemy, praise God. Amen. The keys to the kingdom. Praise God. You fill us out of the kingdom? Yes, we are. Amen. God gives the key. Enemy has been defeated, praise God. He ain't got no power here. No power whatsoever,
yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God, you all the glory. Okay, number four, E. Amen. You're going to go to that E. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me add this to it. Amen. If I get to the E. Add this to it. Jesus always destroyed the yoke of bondage, sin. You can't sin, but do no sin. Let us build together in Christ. Amen. Let us build together. Amen. Let us build together. That kingdom come, thy will be done. Praise God. Jesus said, go, 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 go. No matter what your struggle, hardship, circumstances, fault or failure, pandemic or whatever it be, God, it doesn't change the power of God. God is still all powerful. God is still all knowing. God is still on the throne. Praise God. God love you. God care for you. Allow God to place the pieces of your life and turn it into a masterpiece of hope, of strength, and of joy. Praise God. Trust God. Obey His word. Amen. Stand on your word. Live on your word. Become a wide mountain builder in His divine kingdom today. Amen. For God is great and greatly to be praised. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for His word, His spirit. Trust God all the way. Trust, lean not to your own understanding. Trust God, and He will bring you out, and He will bring you through it. No matter what. He's done it before. He can do it again. He's the same God back then, same God today. Jesus is saying today, yesterday, and forever. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, the last one, eternal. E stands for eternal. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. E stands for eternal. Amen? Eternal. Let me get that. God's gift for His great mercy. Amen. God's patience and His great love. He waits, granting people the opportunity to repent and to be saved. He still do that today by His grace. Amen. God gives you and me and other people opportunity for salvation, praise God, to repent of the sins, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior for salvation in their life. This is a great spirit, praise God. God's amazing grace, God's amazing love, amen. God's amazing peace, allowed to be upon your life through Christ Jesus, amen. Until Jesus returns, for the Christians, we got work to do, amen, to try to bring more into the kingdom of God. Bring more people into the kingdom of God. Well, you got the great spirit in our life. This dispensation of grace right now. Amen. It's not going to be always, but right now, praise God, hallelujah. We got a dispensation of grace to do the work God called, commands to do, praise God. Amen. To spread the gospel, spread the good news of the gospel of salvation as well. Amen.
Amen.
Spread the word.
Amen.
Now's the time. Now's the day of salvation.
2 Peter 3:9.
Yeah.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise.
No, He's not.
As some men count slackness.
Uh-huh.
But is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish.
None should perish.
But that all should come to repentance.
Come to repent. There we go. God wants all come to repentance. Jesus said the same thing. To repent, repent. Kingdom of God is at hand. Same word today. Repent, repent. Kingdom of God is at hand. Don't wait till the last moment, last breath you have to take. Don't know where they're going to be. Now is the time for salvation. You know, Christ is your Lord and Savior. Today is the day for salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Amen. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him, to receive His word, to know Him, that receive Him as the true Son of the living God, the only begotten of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
When He completed His qualification, of course, for becoming the eternal high priest, Jesus did that. No other person has done that. Jesus Christ did what no other priest had done in the Old Testament of today. Prayer would do. He provided eternal salvation. There is no other name but the name of Jesus. Amen. There's no other name that had that power to save souls. There's no other name that had the blood that Jesus, the blood He had to deliver for our sins. Amen. Deliver sinners life. There's no other name that can reconcile us back to God. There's a mediator. There's no other name, saints. There's no other name in the earth and heaven above but through Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, praise God. In Isaiah chapter 53, 54, 55, Jesus is a suffering servant that was prophesied hundreds and hundreds of years before it came to pass. Amen. God brought it to pass. Amen. Behold, the Lamb of God, saying John, will take away the sin of what? Of the world. John 1st chapter, verse 29 verse. Romans 5, 6 and 8.
Therefore, being justified,
by faith, amen.
We have peace with God.
Thank God for peace.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through our
Lord
Jesus Christ. Lord, our Savior.
And hope, verse 5.
Praise God.
And hope maketh not ashamed. Because
the love of God
is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given
by the Holy Ghost.
To us.
Amen.
By
praise
the
God.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
For when we were yet without strength,
yes.
In due time,
God.
Christ died for the ungodly.
Said that who?
The ungodly.
The ungodly.
For scarcely for a righteous man
yes.
will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die.
Dare to die. Yeah.
But God commendeth his love toward us.
My God.
In that while we were yet sinners,
my God,
Christ died for us.
While we were yet sinners and lost and alienated from God, God showed his love to us. He demonstrated it. He did it time and time ago. Time and time again, he demonstrated love to us. God is love. And he first loved me, he first loved you before you loved him. Amen. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price, he paid it all.
Yes, he did.
And this is life eternal. That he said, this is life eternal that they may they not know the only true God and
yes.
Jesus Christ. Whom thou hast sent. He said in John 17:3. He said, that they may know without a doubt that I am Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection of life. I am the Son of the living God. I am the bread of life. I am the Lamb of God. Amen. I am the good shepherd. I am he who will prophesy. Amen. Wonderful counselor. Amen. Almighty God, everlasting Father. There is no other name, saint. There is no other name. No other name has that power, authority, and dominion but to Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. That can do it. That can regenerate your life. That can give you transformation like never before. Only through Jesus Christ we have that. No other name. Nation, authority, mountain builder, eternal, the name of Jesus. There's no other name. Amen. The other name that's going in earth or in heaven above. Who is gone into heaven and who is on the right hand of God? Angel and authority and power being made such unto him.
Amen.
1 Peter 3:22. You want to look that up. But that is no other name that can be named but the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let your day be your day of reckoning. Your day be your day of salvation. Let your day be the day that you trust and believe God no matter what you're going through. God loves and cares for you, and he will bring you out.
Amen. Praise God. There is no other name. There is no other name greater than the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That name. No other name. There are those that will say God. There are those that will call other gods. But people start to get uncomfortable with you and upset with you when you begin to use the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Healing, deliverance, hallelujah, in that name. And that is the name that at the name of Jesus, oh yes, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God. We're talking about tonight, there is no other name. If you would like to share in the conversation, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you would have even a concern, praise God. Just press 1 on your dial pad right now. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. We would love to be able to hear from you. We're talking tonight about the name that is above every name. And what's that name? That name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus. That name, hallelujah.
Yeshua.
Yes, wonderful counselor. Praise God. We have one tonight. Your last 4 digits are 6769. Caller, we are dispatching you into the studio now. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Praise God on tonight. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. I was truly blessed by the word of God tonight. And I just had to come on because as Pastor Jasper talked about, while we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us. That just encouraged my heart tonight, you know, because we, even though we claim the name of God, you know, now, it was one point in our life that we were sinners, you know, and Christ loved us so much that he came and he died for us. And so we need, like, he made me laugh when he said, we don't need to, what was it, not shuffle, or we need to walk, we need to go, in other words. And so that really encouraged my heart that we need to go and share this good news with others so that they may be able to be blessed and to be saved into God's kingdom. And so I thank God for your ministries tonight, pastors on Whitehurst, and I just ask God to continue to be with you on this night and always.
Praise God. We thank God for you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. There is no other name, saint. Amen. There is no other name. And we were talking about, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life tonight, here, right here, right now, is the day of salvation. It can be your day of salvation.
Amen.
Because, again, there's going to come a time that every knee, oh, every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue will have to confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so Romans 10, 9 and 10 just tells us that all you have to do is just simply confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that he came and he lived and he died and he was resurrected, as our sister shared with us just then.
Amen.
That even while we were yet in our sins,
yes,
when we didn't even love him, many times I say when I didn't even love myself, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, he loved us. He loved us so much. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to be able and came to live and die for us and die for our sins. So if you don't know him as Lord and Savior of your life, tonight is your night of salvation, praise God. Just simply ask God to come into your life. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and make him Lord of your life for the rest of your life. And if you pray just that simple prayer, we welcome you, hallelujah, into Christ and into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. We give God praise for the opportunity to share this word tonight. Praise God. We pray that it was a blessing to you. And also, we ask that you would just access our website, if you would, at www.newseasonministry.org to be able to learn more about Seasons, New Seasons for Living and New Seasons Ministries. Praise God. And we thank God and give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We ask that you go forth this week and share the word. Share with someone.
climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over,
searched all over.
Couldn't find
nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.